What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to making Melody's kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Well, listen. Remember in my last episode with Dub22, I told y'all that I had recorded an episode, you know, back, you know, when a previously recorded one. Yeah, in December. It's episode 7 of I Got Something Else to Say. And guess what it's called? Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. They all on me. Y'all got to make sure y'all check this out. Oh, my gosh. It's up next. I hope you guys love it. All right? Stay tuned. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh?
J, y'all out there doing?
I got them pieces for you. What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby, huh?
I got the pieces
of all,
for you.
Because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby.
I got them pieces for you.
Because y'all out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all pieces know I put you. It out pieces there in pieces for you. And there is a third thing that I tell y'all too. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, bear with me already. On three. One, two, three. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, get over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, baby. You like women, hold on, what is Lady J? And why is she giving a shout out to her haters? First of all, hate is acknowledgement backwards, baby. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. And this is Just a Touch of J. Let me put this out in your pieces for you, all right? Look. Tell you right, when you out there shining bright like a diamond, yes, woo, shining bright like a diamond, like Rihanna, you know, doing what it is that you do, dropping downs on, bow, 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 everywhere, right? What happens is, you know, they start coming over like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on over there? That my boy over there shining on them, that my girl over there shining on them. Hold on, somebody put something out there, peace for them, baby, right? That little light, this little light. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Bright like a diamond. And do what it is that I do, baby, right? What happens is that light starts luring them in.
I got the that pieces light. For you. Pieces for you.
You just touch it, baby. You try to put this out there. Pieces for you, right? God loves it when you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do, right? Remember I told y'all, and I've been telling y'all this for the last few weeks, right? He don't like the haters. He said, right, in the Bible, go check it out. Go look it up, okay? I'm not telling you the chapter or the verse or none of that. I want y'all to go look this up, right? Leah, okay, in the Bible. God says when he saw that they hated Leah, he opened up her womb. She couldn't have kids, right? She couldn't get pregnant. She couldn't get birth, none of that. But he opened it up because he was like, oh, you over there hating on her? He don't like that. So when you out there hating and the haters and naysayers and disbelievers and all that, they start throwing that shade on you, right? What God does when you're doing what you're supposed to do, he puts you out there in peace for him. He does that Psalms 23 thing. Psalms 23 says, I'm gonna prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. See, so when they start coming around, you gotta understand that he's preparing the table. The light is shining that bright. They are looking, trying to be the peanut butter on your jelly sandwich. Yeah, baby, just touch that. They trying to be the cookies all up in your milk. They trying to be spaghetti all on your sauce. They trying to figure out what's going on. Is that my boo over there shining on? Is that my girl? Somebody putting it out there in pieces. Yeah, they don't know what's going on. They're getting drawn in by the light. Whatever light God's using to bring them over, like me. I got my podcast, right? Some people come over because they like listening to my voice. Yeah. Other people come over because they like, you know, make a Long Beach kitchen. That's where I do my food then. Some people come over because they just like looking at me. Just touch it, baby. You know this thing right here. These pieces is all right. Okay? Some of y'all come over just because you want to be nosy. What's going on, right? But what happens is you got to listen.
I got them pieces for you.
Especially if you listen to the podcast and you wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using, right? So when the haters, the naysayers, and the disbelievers come on over, just remember, it's like God. Just imagine God standing in front of you, right? Preparing this table, all the festivities, you know, everything's out on the table. All the fixings, everything you like. Remember, the holiday just passed Thanksgiving. Over here in the U.S., y'all, we had Thanksgiving holiday. It's what we give, like, the thanks and everything, you know. Get around the table, everybody eats, you know, and it's this table that we prepare. Okay, we put it out in their peace form. You got your pies, you got your dishes that you make, baked macaroni and cheese, you know, all that stuff. Y'all like collard greens and, you know, all that type of stuff, turkey, ham, all that. You know, you got your napkins, you got all that stuff. You just made this amazing table, preparing this table for everybody to see. That's what God does. Yeah, he put you out there pieces for him, right? And as he does that, they get to see the glory. It lures them in. Just like if you was to put this out on social media or something like that, you know, the pictures, it would lure people in. They start looking like, that look good. I got to try that. Y'all got a recipe for that? Maybe this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, all right? So he prepares his table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? Because he wants them to watch you eat. Your enemies, he don't like their enemies. No. In the Bible, make sure you go check it out. Look it up, Leah. Okay? When he saw that they hated Leah, he opened up her womb. Yeah, she couldn't have babies. Yeah, he had to put it out there in pieces for him. He said, oh, you hating on my girl? Let me put this out there in pieces for you. So that's basically what he does, right? They come over because they were sleeping on you and now they woke. Okay? That's all. They just woke. They were asleep before. They didn't know you was that thorough and wise. Now they're coming over. They're trying to figure out what's going on. So when they do, okay, you never hate on. You know what you say? Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work, too. Yes, y'all need this work, too. Now, listen. Have y'all been going over the My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Huh? Oh my God, Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, and if you're trying to figure out what dime is, it's an African American colloquialism. Okay, we use it as basically like, we are about to just give you the best information ever. We are putting it out there in pieces. The business, giving it to you. Everything that you need, right? But I've been doing that. Oh, my name is Owen. I sell this on Instagram. So look, let's go through these pieces, right? First of all, y'all got me at 60K plus. Oh my God, this is just a touch of tape. Finally. Gosh. So that's thorough and that's wise, right? On my Just Essential Day podcast. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Then, right, I'm going to put that out there for y'all. Thanksgiving came. Yeah, Thanksgiving came. I gave y'all my peach cornbread pie. And y'all love that, you know. That was thorough and wise. Also, I turned 35. Psych. 45. Yeah, 45. I'm 5 from 50. But I put some videos out there. Yeah, for y'all. I got my red hair on today. Think, oh my God, baby, this is just such a day. Looking extra scrumptious, extra good. God is a healer. Yes, he putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. Jesus, okay. And my book dropped. Yes, 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 yes. My book dropped, right? Your girl is a co-author in Destined to Win Volume 4, baby. Pierce for a Purpose. And y'all are doing amazing with supporting it. You can support my project by going to Shiro Publishing Compilations/authors. Let me go ahead and spell it out for you. Shiropublishing.com/compilations/authors AUTHORS/ Baby, this is just a touch of J. I had to put that out there in pieces for you. JUSTATOUCHOF_J Yeah, that's what they call me. But I had to put that out there in pieces for you. Look, I'm over here just playing with y'all. But make sure y'all go ahead and support your girl. Man, look. The book is $24.95. That's includes shipping and handling. All you got to do is go to the website. I will put the link in the description, in the whole bio thing. You know, I need the podcast so y'all can check that out and support your girl. Click my name, Jillian Harris. It's going to take you right there and you'll get everything that you need. You'll get the book straight from the publishing company. And I got to make sure I tell y'all this. Oh my gosh. So far, 1,797 of you, okay, have supported through my mobile app when it comes to my book. What y'all out there doing? 1,797 of y'all. Maybe this is just a touch of J. Y'all put me out there in pieces. And I love y'all. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to give y'all just a touch. I told y'all, everything else is God's, right? Now look, speaking of the love that y'all been showing, thank you for the love. Let's talk about making love in Fee's Kitchen. Yes, that's where I do my food thing. So making love in Fee's Kitchen, right? Have I been making love in Fee's Kitchen? Yes, I have. First of all, I told y'all I gave y'all a peach cornbread pie. Yes, that recipe came back by popular demand and y'all got it. All right. So y'all left that. That was their whole Thanksgiving thing, right? Now, guess what else mama been doing? Mama been really doing a lot with tiger nut flour. Okay. So today was making Love and Bee's Kitchen, the Wednesday foodie edition. Yeah. And what I did was I put out my tiger nut oat milk. Okay, oats, O-A-T, milk, fried broccoli recipe. Make sure y'all go check that out, okay? And Making Love Beats Kitchen on Instagram and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love on Facebook. Check that out and on the Just Essential Day mobile app because I gave y'all the recipe. Yes, make sure y'all check that out. It's everywhere. Yeah, check that out. It's so thorough and so wise. And it tastes so good. Tastes so good. Few ingredients. Oh, my gosh. I promise you.
We ain't never had fried broccoli like this fried broccoli. Okay, and it's just a touch of that baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Guess what else I've been doing? Because I've been making love in these kitchen. I really have been making love in these kitchen. Y'all know food turned me on. Child, every time I think about eating, I get turned on. I ain't even lying to you. Especially when you can't eat for a long time that you can eat. Listen, this is what else I've been doing, right? Mango chicken. The other day, y'all, I made mango chicken. I told y'all about that chicken. Y'all know I like Poulet Rouge chicken from Whole Foods, but I didn't use that. No, I did that Springer Mountain chicken, baby. This is just such a chef. With the mangoes. I'll
get them pieces for you.
I can't wait to put that out there in pieces for you. I put a little thyme up in there. Oh my gosh, a little sage. Then look, this is what I did today. Oh my gosh, look. Today, I'm up here. I'm heating up some chicken. I had some chicken. I put it in the freezer because you got to put it in the freezer when you got what I got going on, right? Because histamine get on the meat and everything, right? If y'all don't know, almost lost my life to mold toxicity. Got like a histamine gut issue. That's going away, okay? Because I'm able to eat more and everything, all right? But I got to freeze the food soon as it's done. You can't have no leftovers. So if it's like a little bit of chicken or something that's left, I got to put it straight in the freezer to stop it. The histamine and stuff getting all over because I'll be jacked up if I eat it, all right? So look, I pull it out. I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead. Let me make this chicken, right? So I'm thinking, I'm like, what should I do with this chicken? Right, it was just like cut up like strips of chicken. I'm like, dang, what should I do with it? And I hear the Holy Spirit speak this to me. Coconut milk. I said, wait a minute, hold on. What does that mean? What's that you got? Baby, this just a touch of that. I said, hold on, let me listen, because y'all know God be giving me these recipes. Chocolate covered cauliflower cookies. You know, remember he gave me the recipe for the lobster with the orange cauliflower. Chill. Oh, with the marmalade, the orange marmalade glaze on it. He just be giving me these thorough recipes, y'all. Okay, sweet potato brownies, everything. I be making sauce out of the whole nine. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and get the coconut milk, right? So I took a little bit of the juice out from the chicken. It was tasting so good. And I took that out, and I said, let me just put just a little bit of coconut milk in there. And let me see how that tastes. Oh my God, baby, this is just touch that. He said, put a little bit more of the sage in there. I put some of that in there. And I had onion, right? It was a coconut milk, onion, sage, chicken soup. Oh my gosh. And then I made a cookie today out of tiger nut flour and ginger. Oh, the sugar-coated ginger, baby. Oh my gosh, I got to talk about it. Just let's get over to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And talk to you about Justin Touch of Jay's Fitness. Because mama's getting hot, okay? Y'all told y'all food turned me on. So look, Justin Touch of Jay's Fitness, right? Oh my gosh, have I been working out? First of all, let me tell you something. I want up to 200 push-ups around my birthday. I said, you know what? Last year, I was doing 100 push-ups. Mama gonna make 200 push-ups this year, okay? Because, you know, I told y'all to start the big 45. So what I did was, you know, I worked up to 200 push-ups a day, right? Did them for a week. I ain't gonna lie. We doing that lying type of stuff. Did them for a week. Was like, okay, God said rest, right? Because I was working out hard, okay? He said rest. I rested all last week. This week, doing the 200. Doing good with it, too. So I do the 200 in the morning, and I do 200 leg kickbacks. Then, okay, guess what else your girl doing? 600 moves a day. Yes, even working on my abs now, because this whole thing that I got going on, it be having your stomach bloated and, like, messed up. You know, because your gut microbiome is getting back in order. So, you know, and then the probiotics and stuff just be having you messed up sometimes. So I wasn't doing, you know, like, the abs and stuff like that. So I got to get back with doing the abs and everything. But, baby, just a touch of that, baby. You know, I know how to put that out there in pieces for you. So mama is working out 600 upper body, 600 lower body, plus 200 push-ups, plus 200 leg kickbacks, baby. And I'm going to do that all the way until January 1st, okay? I got to do it. I got to see what's about to happen to this baby. So I'm going to be putting this out there in pieces for you. And speaking of pieces, ladies, y'all hear that? Pieces for you.
I got the pieces for you.
Yes, I got them pieces for you, man. Just in such a Jay's Fit. Pieces. Just came out with the new final piece to the collection, the new collection. And I can't wait to put that out there in pieces for you. Guys, got the Taylor's fit. Told you all about that too. Oh my gosh, can't give you too much. Just a touch. Just a touch of Jay. So now we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can talk to you all about something else that got to do with fitness. This tea. Yeah. Just a touch of this tea. This tea is so thorough and wise. Remember I told y'all, me and my mom, we came out with the Just a Touch of This Tea. Yeah. Y'all got to make sure y'all get that fat burning tea. I told y'all my other podcast what my mom did. Had to go to the whole wedding thing. Said, you know, I'm going to try out this tea. I'm going to see if this tea really works. Just ate a whole bunch of butter and everything. She lost 15 pounds. 15 pounds off Just a Touch of This Tea. So make sure y'all get there when I put that out there in pieces for you, okay? Now moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And talk to y'all about what? Let's see, Just a Touch of This Cannabis. Y'all doing what y'all doing with that? Yeah, mama got her own marijuana papers. Call All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Because that's all you need. You don't need too much, baby. Just a touch. Just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Yeah, that's a little song I did. You know, with Drake. Remix. Laugh now, cry later. That's what some of y'all be doing. Y'all get Just a Touch of J, baby. That's what y'all do, you know, anyway. But, you know, skating on over to the left again, right? I also got cigars coming. Oh my God, I got so many pieces for y'all. So down and wide, and guess what else? Just a Touch of Jay's Radio. I am going to be the new co-host on a station. And I'll be dropping them dimes on y'all soon. Yeah, I got my own radio show, my own radio station too. You know, I'm doing that whole thing, doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. And speaking of that, right? Also, the Just a Touch of J app.
You can't.
Why y'all got my app popping? Y'all are out here. I don't know what y'all out here doing, but I'm telling you, like, let me go back to the whole nigga number so I can make sure I tell y'all the number is right. 1,797 of y'all on my app, looking at stuff, doing what it is that you do on my post. On my book post, 993 of y'all looked at my, okay, Inspirational Tuesday. Yeah, I've been putting it out there in pieces for y'all last week. Yeah. Matter of fact, no, I'm so sorry. It was this week. What's this? Today, Wednesday? No, it's last week, baby. It's Just Today. It's for a lot of pieces. Okay? But y'all putting it out there. Y'all doing what it is that y'all do. Y'all liking it, huh? Monday's an inspirational stuff going on with the affirmations. Then Tuesday, we got Inspirational Tuesday, which is nothing but inspiration. Been dropping a dime on y'all with that whole thing, okay? And y'all been loving that. And then we got the Wednesday Foodie Edition. Then we got Thursdays, Papa Podcast Thursdays. Yeah, we got Fridays, Just a Touch of Jay's Fit Tips of the Week. Y'all got the app doing what it is that it do. And I just want to tell y'all thank you. And speaking of my podcast, what y'all out? Y'all got my pockets popping. Okay, I've been checking. You know, like how they say, you know, he's checking it once, he's checking it twice. You trying to find out if y'all naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Okay, I've been checking the app. And I've been checking the podcast. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Like, because I had this one network that I worked with. To me, it was struggling. Everything else is just, you know, boom, 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 boom. This one, I'm like, man, look. Me and my daughter, I just showed her the other day. I'm like, this thing, man. Is this thing going to do anything? Showed her the day. I'm like, look where we at. She like, oh my gosh, mom, yesterday. Every day we like looking at this stuff, baby. We try to see what's going on with these pieces. Y'all got me up. Y'all finally got me at the 60K, you know, a little plus, you know, on this one. And plus, I'm over on 50 other streaming networks. My daughter like, mom, I can't wait till you get to 100K on this one. Because how fast it went up. You know, and I'm like, yo, yeah, that's what's up, Sarai. So look, and also, speaking of Sarai, Sarai is going to be coming on with me when we do the videos and stuff for Making Lovey's Kitchen. Because y'all know I can't really eat everything that I want to cook. So she's going to be there with me, and girlfriend can throw down. So you're going to see us both on camera doing what it is. We do looking fine and fabulous and everything. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's just so many pieces. But anyway, look, I'm wrapping it up. It's a lot. I don't know if I left stuff out. I don't know what's going on. But mama gotta drop a dime on y'all.
Oh my gosh, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. Y'all know who he is, you know.
I got a story to tell like Biggie. So look, I don't even know where to start this one. I really don't, okay? I don't really know where to start it. But I guess, you know, we could start about here, okay? Debate, the hook, the watching. That's what's going on right now. That's what's going on in my life. That's what's going on in a lot of y'all's lives. Yeah. All right, so let me try to put this out there in pieces for you. So I'm sitting up here, I'm politicking. I'm like all day. I'm like, yo, God, I'm like, I got to do a podcast, man. A lot of stuff is happening. I got to put these pieces out there for them, right? That's what I'm saying. I'm like, God, but I really don't know what I need to talk about. And I had wrote down some notes like for like the last 2 weeks, but it just wasn't coming to me. Like if something was coming to me about people, like nosy people, like people trying to bait you out, like people trying to be all up in your business. But I just couldn't get it. And I'm watching my passes. Shout out to you, Keon. Keon had the same. Y'all better make sure y'all check him out. It's my pastor. And guess what? He starts talking about the same exact thing that I was talking about. Remember in my last episode, Monkey See, Monkey Do? How I was talking about back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. The Mike Jones thing, how people be trying to do that Mike Jones thing, the rapper Mike Jones, y'all. How they be trying to do that? He said that. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? Then he started talking about what was his thing called? The bait or the hook or the trap. The something trap was his last message that I watched. And I was sitting up there, I told my girlfriend, I said, girl, something going on right here. So I was sitting up there, I said, God, you know what? I don't know. And God brought it to me. He said, what you currently going through? That's what you need to talk about. He said, what are you currently going through? I said, well, you know, I got the haters and the naysayers and the disbelievers. They coming over. See, I'm out here and I'm shining bright like a diamond right now, y'all. Okay. I'm God done put me out there in pieces. Okay. So look, this was going on, right? God said, he had told me this. He said, once you get better and I start putting you out there in pieces, going, a lot of people going to start paying attention to you. Okay. Number one, you was ill. You almost died. You're 95 pounds. Your hair fell out. You put all that out there. Now you healing. So they coming over. They looking like, wait a minute. That my girl over there shining on them. But they really hate it. And I said, wait a minute, God, what you mean they hate it? He said, these people wasn't for you. He said, they wasn't for you. Two parts to this. For you, as in, they not supposed to be for you. You ain't even supposed to be dealing with them. But then, for you, as in, for you to progress in life. To progress in life. I said, oh. He said, when you was real ill, where was they at? Oh my gosh. You're right. He said, remember the ones you reached out to? They wasn't there. I said, oh, yeah. He said, and some of them, you know, they was going through some things. They couldn't be there. They had their own thing. He said, but no, there were ones that actually saw you ill. And you really needed them, and they wasn't there. I said, oh, yeah. He said, watch them come back. They always come back. Like Joseph, right? I tell you all this time, Joseph in the Bible, right? Joseph, the coat, many colors. His dad gave him something because he saw the value on his life, right? And he put him out there in pieces when he gave him that coat. That's kind of like God was like, you know, it's like me. You know, I see the value on your life. I'm putting you out there in pieces, right? So what they did was they hated on him because his dream. And God said, I gave you this dream, you know, and then you got ill, you know, then people was hating on you, you know, they ain't had no time for you then. You know, back then they didn't want you. Now you had they all on, you know. I said, okay, that's what he said, right? I said, all right, God, so what else? He said, you know, so they're going to come around. You know, later they're going to come back to you when the dream starts to manifest. When everything start popping off like popcorn, baby. When the podcast and your cooking and all that stuff start going up. That's when they're going to come around because they're going to be looking at the pieces. The bait that I'm using to put out there for them and draw them in because they need to be blessed by the message. You the message. I said, oh my gosh, this is just a touch of death. He said, just like Joseph, they came back to him after they threw him in the pit. Y'all don't know the story. What happened is Joseph had a dream. He ran to his brothers like, look, I got a dream. God gave me this dream. And they start laughing and they start clowning. They start playing him out. So they plot to kill him. They threw him in his pit, right? Went to the dad, took the coat that the dad gave him, put blood on the coat from an animal, and said, you know what? He died Something killed him or something like that. We found his coat. We don't know what's going on. The dad is all messed up. Oh my gosh. But see, he has to get put. Joseph wants to get put in jail. Goes through all this stuff. Potiphar's wife, the guy who wants to help him, acts like he tried to rape her. Like all type of stuff. Like they just messing up his character and his name. You know, everything goes on with him. He gets all jacked up. And then later on, his dream comes true. The brothers come back. God said, that's basically what I'm doing with you. He said, see, you was in your wilderness season. And then y'all know the story of Job in the Bible. When the enemy was messing with him, Satan. God said, Satan, where you been at? He came out there when the angels came to God. He said, where you been at? He said, I've been out here roaming, seeking to devour, still kill and destroy. Basically, that's what he told him. And God is like this. Have you not considered my servant Job? God said, that's basically like what's going on with you. He was out here, you know, trying to mess with you. I let him go ahead and do certain things, but I kept the hedge of protection around you. So when you went through this and you went through that, I had to shake off them haters, them naysayers, and them disbelievers, like he did with Job. Job lost so much. His children died. His friends betrayed him. His wife said, why don't you curse God? All these people that I had around me that I thought was for me, they wasn't. So God said, I need you to go on there. I need you to talk to them about how when they go through things, how sometimes, you know, it's for other people. It's for other people, but they gotta watch it. They gotta watch what's going on. Because while I'm putting them out there in pieces, okay, the enemy is out there roaming, trying to kill, steal, destroy him. Satan comes first to steal, okay? Then he kills, and he destroys, then he kills. Okay, like he wants to destroy your dream and all that type of stuff. He don't want it to manifest. So what happens is he doesn't do people, right? So God told me, he said, anybody that comes back to you, I want you to write their names down. I got a list of them now, right? Y'all, look, they in my stories. They in my stories. Instagram, Facebook, looking like this. What's going on over here? Wait a minute, hold on. Back then you didn't want me. Now I'm hot, you all know me. What's going on? Right? I'm talking about ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. Y'all know I had pieces out there. You know, they out there looking. What's going on with Jay? But see, what you got to pay attention to is that when you see stuff like that, you don't pay attention to that. You pay attention to you going forward, because that's the bait. That's the hook. That's what the enemy uses. See, God, he's using you for his glory. I don't know who this is for, but he's using you for his glory. And the enemy is like, oh, he wants to come along with the distractions to get you to turn your head. That would be like me, for instance, saying, oh, my ex such and such was just in my story. Oh, and then I start paying attention to them. No. I ain't talking one ex, two ex, three ex, four ex. I'm talking about people. They all up in my stuff. Okay? And I know they all up in yours too. Because back then they didn't want you. Now you hot. They all on you. I think I'm going to name the podcast that. I don't know. You know? But it's just funny how it happens. But you have to be very careful. This is what I'm coming on here to tell you. You have to be very, 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 very careful. Because it's the bait and the hook. When you're out there and you're fishing, I don't know if y'all like fishing, but I love fishing, okay? I got a Divas Girl fishing group, and we ain't been doing that lately, but we gonna do something shortly once I get everything together with these pieces. And it's girls from ages, certain ages to other ages, and what we do is we teach them how to fish, okay? I love to fish. When you teach somebody how to fish, right, you gotta teach them how to put the bait out there on the hook to catch what it is that you're trying to catch. That's what the enemy does. He uses these people, you know, the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, to come on over to try to get you to change your direction, to turn around. You don't turn around. You go straight. They gonna come because God says, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. When God's preparing his table, the enemy is trying to put the little bait and the hook out. Don't pay attention to them. They wasn't there before. They didn't care before. You don't hate on them, though. right? You say hi, haters, because you know they need that work too. You know they coming over. You know God's preparing that table. That's what you do, but you do not fall for the bait, the book. Don't fall for the bait and the hook. Don't do it. They did it to Jesus too, okay? This is just a touch of J, baby. I told you everything else is God. They did it to Jesus too. Remember, for y'all know, for those of y'all who know about the book, you subscribe to the book, you know the Bible, what happened? He was out there in the wilderness, right? He was going through stuff. He was fasting. He was praying. He was weak, right? He was out there doing what he had to do. What did the enemy do? Came over, tried to tempt him. Said, if you who you say you are, turn this stones right here in the bread. Then he took them up and he showed him. He said, I'll give you all of this. The bait, the hook, tried to hook him in. He gave him the truth. He said, no, that's what I'm giving y'all. He gave him the truth. He said, I'm not doing that. If I do that, the heavens will open up and the angels will come down. You know, but he wanted them to use his power in the wrong way. You can't use your power in the wrong way. You have power. That's why God's putting you out there in pieces for him, baby. You can't use it. You have to just say, hi, haters. Know that they need that work, too. And stay forward on your goal, to your purpose, doing what it is that you're supposed to do. That's why God is putting you out there. And the enemy doesn't want you to go forward. He don't want you to spread the love. Because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. This is just a touch of J. He don't want you to do all that. So you got to make sure that you keep going on the right path. Just like me. I'm not turning my head. You know what I did? I looked at some of the comments. I saw the inbox. The messages. Left them on read. Went on about my business. Like, yeah, I see you. Because they want to be seen and do that TikTok stuff. Monkey see, monkey do. They want attention. Do you understand this? This is just a touch of J, baby. They're doing it for attention, to try to get your attention off of what you're doing and on them.
I got them pieces for you.
I don't know who this is for. But I know when God tell me something, he tell me to go ahead and put it out there in pieces for you, baby. That is for you too.
I got them pieces for
okay?
You.
They're trying to get your attention. That's what the enemy did with Jesus. Here's another one, right? Judas. God tell me to talk to y'all about Judas. Judas, he portrayed Jesus with a kiss. Yeah, he did. Jesus out there doing what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. Okay? He like, I gotta go to this cross. You know, I gotta bear this cross. Peter come up cutting off people's ears, bow, bow, bow. You know, while and now God put the ear back on. Like, no, Jesus like, I need them to hear the truth. I need them to hear. Don't cut the ear off. You know, but he knew somebody was going to betray him. Y'all got to know that these people, they ain't out here for you. They just trying to get you to see them. They going to betray you. The enemy is going to get. Listen, if they ain't there for you when you at your lowest, don't think they going to be there for you when you at your highest. You got to pay attention to what you do when you coming up the ladder, so you know what to pay attention to when you come down on that thing. These people ain't out here worried about you. They worried about themselves. They want you to pay attention to them. That's it. And that's what they were trying to do when Jesus was trying to go to the cross. And you know who betrayed them? Judas with a kiss. That was his right-hand man. The ones closest to you. They'll betray you. You got to be careful with the bait and the hook. They just want to be seen. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for the bait. Don't. Keep looking forward. Keep on moving straight. That's what I'm doing. Because they're going to keep on coming. Because I told you. And I'm going to say this one more time. God's preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. They have to watch you eat. They have to. That's the way that it goes. He don't like when people hate on you. And he puts all this stuff out there in pieces. Then they start coming over, paying attention. I told you. Mike Jones. Back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
Back then they didn't
don't
want
fall
me.
For that
now
mess. They want for you. And they not for you. Because anybody that's for you is for you. They were for you then. And they're going to be for you now. They don't drop off when you got something going on. They don't do that. They there for you. So, look, whoever this is for, you like this, oh my gosh, right now. I know you like, oh my gosh, she's reading my life. Okay, you getting this. You getting this because you understand it. Because God told me, he said, this is what you got to come over here and talk to him about. I'm like, man, you want me to put my thing out there in pieces? He said, why not? It's the truth. They all up in your stories, your exes, everybody looking at you now, everybody trying to see what you got going on because the pieces is out there. 1,797 just looked at my book. Pre-order of my book. Got all the information for it. Just the pre-order. We're not even, that's just the pre-order launch. They looking now. Oh my gosh. She looks better now. But I told you God was going to heal me. He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. It's just attention day, baby. I keep trying to tell you everything else. God, as long as I do what it is that I do, he be dropping dimes on me. I'm talking blessing after blessing after blessing. Like every time I turn around, I be running to my daughter like, oh my God. She like, mommy, let me tell you what God did for me. Because I told you. See, look. Ooh, God's dropping a dime on me right now. The Holy Spirit is speaking in the name of Jesus. See, what happens is, right, this is why you got to be careful. Okay, listen, because see, whatever is attached to you gets blessed too. See, my daughter, she was doing her own thing. She wound up coming back home. You know how they say, you know, mommy, I think I'll be back home with you. I said, okay, you know, God already told me that, you know, months ago, but you know, there you go, right? So she home with me now. She like this. She like, you know, she started telling me all this stuff, how she getting blessed. I said, yeah, I said, God told me to tell you something. She said, what? Because she knows. She's like, mommy, because you know when God tell you stuff, it be happening. I said that because now you're not out there where you was doing what it is that you do. You trying to do what it is that you supposed to do now. God said you going to get blessed. She 23. Shout out to you, Sarai. Thorough wise. I just gave her a shout out, what, yesterday? Inspirational Tuesday. She out there doing her one, too. She come home like, mommy, 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 mommy. Blessing at the blessing at the blessing that you won't believe this. I said, uh-huh. I said, see, I told you. She looking at me like, dad, mom, what? I said, I keep trying to tell you God be blessing. She like, mom, God be blessing you. Like, you get blessed. Okay, so you got to be careful of these people that's coming around, because they'll get the blessing too. And God like, no, I let you see who they was for a reason. I let them come out of your life for a reason. Elevation requires separation from people and things and places that are not of you. Okay, you have to keep going forward. You got to watch your circle. You got to watch these people, baby. And this is just a touch of Jake. I'm trying to tell you, it's a trap. Watch it. Watch it. It's a trap. They trying to be seen to get you to look at them, to get you off your purpose. Don't fall for the bait. Don't fall for the okie doke. I don't know who this is for, but I'm trying to tell you, please pay attention. Please pay attention to going straight. Okay? Pay attention to going straight forward on with your life. And it's going to be, I mean, nice God, yeah, he just dropped it down. He said, make sure you tell him this. Now, it's going to be some of them that's going to come back, right? And they're going to apologize. And these people are supposed to be in life, right? And when you spend the time with God, you'll know. Because, you know, not everybody that tries to, you know, come around, you know, once you start shining bright like a diamond, is bad. You know, sometimes people, they just have their own thing, or maybe they didn't know what was going on with you, or they was just messed up going through their own stuff. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? There's some of them, you know, but you'll be able to tell. Okay, you'll have that discernment where you're able to tell. Okay, this is the one that's there. You just got to pray on it. You just got to watch. You got to just make sure you spend the time with God so that you understand what's going on. But you got to be careful. You got to be careful out here. Now look. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Mama got stuffed up nose and everything. Look, y'all. I know y'all hear my nose is so stuffed up. I ate a pear. I ain't been doing too good with pears today. But look, I'm going to end this like this, right? Because I'm tired. And I got scaled over to the left and drop a dime on y'all and end this thing. So, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes. I had to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, what's the first thing I tell y'all? I'm skating on up out of here too. I tell y'all the what? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't do that. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please. Like, because if you start paying attention to these people that's coming around and trying to get your attention, because that's all they trying to do, and you fall for the okie doke. Oh, now you're back, you care or whatever. No, they ain't care before. Listen, back then they didn't want you. Now you hot, they all on you. That's it. That's all that is. Pay attention to that. Look at that right there. Like, man, please keep it pushing. Right? This should teach you something. This is a valuable teaching moment. That the people that ain't supposed to be there for you, they won't be there for you. Do you understand that? They won't be. But the ones that was there, that's who you rock with. God had to show you. You in your transformation season right now. You know how the seasons is changing? The seasons is changing. And you got to be careful when the season changes. You know, new things happen. Time falls back, right? The leaves and stuff start falling off the trees and all that. Winter comes, wherever you at, might be summer. I don't know, baby. But you know, the seasons start changing. Got to be careful with that. Got to watch it. The bait and the hook. And why do you have to watch these people that are trying to bait and hook you that the enemy uses? Why? Right? Because you gotta shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes. They hate it. Understand, they hate it. All right, listen. The enemy can mess with certain people, right? And these people, see, they don't even understand that they be being used by the enemy. That's how messed up they are sometimes. They don't even understand. They come along your life, hey, what you got going on? You know, trying to be all nosy, whatever. You start turning around to them, and the enemy is like, yes, God, I can use this one to throw them off course. Because they don't even know they being used. So you got to watch that. Because he don't like it. He don't like it. He's a hater. The number one hater. The number one hater, God, trying to go ahead and put you on course and have you doing what it is that you're supposed to do. He don't like that. He don't want you to do the last thing that I tell y'all. Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. This is just a touch of Jack. He wants you to be all messed up so you can't get that love to yourself and others. Because when you got a call on your life and God is calling you to go somewhere and do something, you spreading love, his love. The world needs love. Okay? And he don't want the love to spread. He don't want you sharing God's joy. He don't want you to put it out there in pieces for him. So sometimes he uses these baits to bait you out. Right?
Guess who's
to bait you out. Life. Yeah. It's life. It's what it is. And you gotta be careful.
Guess who's like, back.
For instance, you could be getting ready to get married. Right? You done propose to your fiance. Y'all like, whoo. Then all of a sudden, your ex,
guess who's back?
Too blue, hit you up. They find you, okay?
I see you've been doing good. Yeah,
You know, I'm so sorry for what it is that had happened between you and me. I don't know what was going on. Now, do you turn your head or do you go straight forward and leave more red? You go straight forward and leave more red. You don't turn your head for no bait and no hook. Trying to get your attention, you keep your attention on the prize, the one you proposed to. That's what you do. You don't fall for the okie doke. Cause what did I tell y'all? Back then they didn't want you. Now you hot, they all on you. Shout out to you, Mike Jones, if you listening. I'm definitely gonna make sure I pick out tag you minutes and send it to him. Okay? Cause that's what happens. All right. So look, quick recap. Okay.
Yes, he's
back. Basically, just pay attention, please. Because somebody out there, I don't know who this for, it's a lot of y'all out there, look. And God told me, he said, I need you to speak to them about what's going on with you. Okay? So I told y'all, right? Now, God done healed me. You know, healing was a process. It's still a process. But now y'all really starting to see me. And I look, to me, I look better than I ever looked in my whole entire life. Do you hear me when I tell you that? Mentally, there. You can't even play with me. I'm making mixtapes. I'm doing radio show stuff. About to get interviewed for my book. They hit me up. Bow, 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 bow. Every time I turn around, I told you I got the mighty touch. I touch it. Boom, turn into gold. Okay. Man, God definitely put me out there in pieces, right? And they coming over, they looking, they like, oh, what's going on? You know, it's a little ex over here, he in the story on TikTok. See another ex in the story on Facebook. See another ex in the story. And you know, I got 5 Facebooks, baby, okay? Not my private page, because that thing locked down. You know, because I already knew it was going to happen. I knew, I was like, they're going to be starting to come around. God, look, let me lock that thing down real quick. But my other ones, you know, all up in there just looking with the googly eyes and stuff like, you know, that little eye meme, y'all with the 2 eyes, they looking like, what's going on? You know, Instagram looking. They on, and look, want to be seen, because if you didn't want to go in there, you weren't the one in there for me to see you. Do you understand this? This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is part of the recap. The recap is that they want to be seen. They want attention. If you stop doing what you're doing and turn your head and pay attention to them, you won't be paying attention to getting to your cross. What you need to do, that crossroad in your life that's going to take you to where you need to be at. Your potential, your destiny. You understand what I'm saying? God said, go tell them. Don't pay attention like you're not doing. Don't tell them to do what you're doing. I said, all right, God. He said, go drop a dime on them. They need this wisdom. Because somebody, y'all out there struggling a little bit. You know, you might start looking at the hook and the bait. Don't. Because you're going to get hooked. And then you're going to be the bait. Yeah. And then you're going to turn around. And your life going to be all off course. And these people going to be nowhere to be found. And then you're going to have to put all the pieces back together and learn the lesson. So, before all that happens, you know, I just wanted to give you all a quick recap and come on here and put it out there in pieces for you. Watch your circle. Watch people who are trying to return to you. Don't fall for the okie doke. And for the last time, back then they didn't want you. Now you hot. They all on. Huh? And it's just touch it, baby. I don't got nothing else to say. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? So make sure that y'all are checking out everything that I told y'all, all the pieces. Cop your book. Cop is another African-American colloquialism. Basically means go purchase, go get it. Get the book, Destined to Win, Volume 4, okay? Hook it up. If y'all click the link tree in all my bios, it's everywhere. All you gotta do is click it, boom, take you to where you need to be. Sign up, get all the information up in there, or go to Shiro Publishing. I'm going to put the link out there for y'all. Check out my birthday videos that I put out there for y'all. Check that out. Keep everything going. I love y'all. And be careful out here, because they out here, they trying to hook you. They trying to mess up your destiny and your purpose. And we about to be in what? 2022? No, you can't be doing what you was doing in 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21. We about to be in the 22s. Y'all can't be out here all messed up, because you know what all it is. God just dropped it down. He said, don't forget to tell you all this. Tricks of the trade. All they doing is that trickery on you. Listen, anybody that wants to be seen, and it's like in your like me, for instance, right? They in my stories on Instagram, Facebook, and all that. They inbox me and all that. They want to be seen, right? All of a sudden. Like, no, I was 95 pounds and I couldn't walk. Okay? Anybody who want to be seen, right? They trying to be seen for a reason. I told you to get your attention. They're attention seekers. You have to be very, very careful with this. Because if they didn't want to be seen, they wouldn't have came to come and look at my stuff. Okay, so you just please just keep looking for it. Please, just, that's all I'm telling you. Don't fall for the okie doke. Please don't. And haters, naysayers, disbelievers, exes, all y'all that y'all here listening right now, please keep on making sure that you're doing what it is that you do, because I promise you, I'm not paying attention to you. I'm not. Nah, back then you didn't want me, right? Now I'm hot. Don't be all on me, all right? That's all I gotta say, baby. And I'll be back. Oh my gosh, I'll be back. I love my babies. When I got something else to say, yeah. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward. And I was paying attention before. Yeah, but now I know better. Now I know to look forward. Yeah, y'all gotta learn that too. You gotta learn to look forward. No, don't pay attention to people who's trying to get your attention. Because listen, there's something else God told me too. If they was really trying to get your attention, they wouldn't be doing stuff like just trying to be seen. Okay. They hit you up. Hey, how you been? Such. No, they ain't doing all that. Man, don't pay attention to that unnecessary stuff. Let them pay attention to you. That's what they supposed to be doing. You supposed to be the leader. They the follower. Do you understand that? Like me, I'm the leader. I'm a leader. People follow me. I don't follow them. That's monkey see, monkey do. Please don't do the TikTok. Don't. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Yo, I love y'all. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I can say behind this? Nah, just please just keep going forward, man. Please don't mess up your destiny. Please don't mess up what you got going on in your life. Turn around to people, yo, who ain't really trying to be a part of you. They not. They just looking. That's it. Okay? You don't look at them. You look forward. Look to God. Talk to God about it. He going to work it out. That's what I do. He going to tell you, like, man, please don't pay attention to that. And, you know, he going to put you on course, the course you're supposed to be on. All right? I love y'all. Okay? And again, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all listening to my music. I told y'all I got the Jay-Z mixtape coming, and I just dropped a dime on y'all with a few instrumentals, and I'm dropping a dime on y'all again. Okay? Make sure y'all check it out, because this is Jay, right? Just a touch of Jay. Everything else is God. Listen to the songs, man. They up next. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine.
It's just a touch of Jay. Just drop a Jay. Peace, that's fine. Jay. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of Jay app. They're doing. Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise, but I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of Jay, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of Jay. Gotta throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas.
I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch of Jay.
It's life or death for me, man.
No
turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest. Knives get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators ringside try, watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now, or you can hate me later.
Won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
You can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on. Come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. I woke up this morning like.
Yourself,
yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine. I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood? I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef? Hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front? Hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real? Hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like y'all don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
My gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm.
to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on
man,
me,
man. Nothing.
It's just such a change. You already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Jay.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang. Chihuahua, bang, bang.
Yeah, gangsters. I just had to drop a bomb on them. Honestly, like flex. Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning.
Honestly feel like, man, this is just a touch of J.
J.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
Jay-Z. What's up? Been on my Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the crazy.
Mess with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pop, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, flaw style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it. I
mess with your soul like ether. Will. Beat you the king, you know you. Nice. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I'll try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's stillmatic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid. Here's another classic. C notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing. Soft in the background, food from C-Towns. Mornings was hash brown, stepped over dope fiends. Walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft and the murderous. Hungriest crews, people jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth. I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all are pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then again game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot plan, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A-T-O-U-C-H-O-F _ a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee. Looking for white meat, the girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the G, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you push with, count your loop with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hook with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I, where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the WAP, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringing 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Baller convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my they. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah. And y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh. Y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah. But anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, because they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my. Obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me classa. Maybach, Benz, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do. Make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to hit this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My nine spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here, it's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come home, little brothers is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what Nas is about, brothers. The time is now. One mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33. Some twins and 16 apiece. That's 32. Which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew. 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Brothers roll up. From wheelchairs, my heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of too many.
many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust. They rust, we rust. Fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is, enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing, cause I'm a cool brother. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yard. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when we killed. Body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my range. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of day, y'all. And I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man.
Remember, the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you. So stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right. All you need is just a touch of check.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of check. All you need is just a touch of check. Pieces to you.
This is just a touch of JP.
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen. whole thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Lady. All he needs is just a touch of J. It's tell it fit, baby. Ladies. All he needs is just a touch of J. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that? All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?